We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Peterson calling is brought to you by Pennsylvania Lottery. Eagles Fast Play from Pennsylvania Lottery has progressive top prizes, second chance drawings for game tickets and more. Got to be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians. Doug Peterson's on the line. Congratulations, Doug.
Oh, thank you, Angelo. We just got off the plane about an hour and a half ago and feeling good.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. I know that it's a quick turnaround for you guys. Doug, how did this happen? No one thought you could win that game.
Yeah, I know we were two-score underdogs going into the game. And it's just kind of a little bit of what I said after the game to the media and really to the team. I mean, our guys do such a great job of blocking out a lot of the external noise, as you will. And they just focus on each other. They focus on the preparation and the process each day. And I think that's what's making this team, starting to really gel and coming together this time of the season.
Well, I hate to bring up the theme of last season because it's a whole new year, but the whole underdog theme was really what you guys reveled in. And you really got back to that in this game and played, I guess, the best game of your season. Is that a role that the team feels good in?
I think so. Yeah. And obviously we can look at our season and point a finger at this play, that play, and maybe the outcomes are different in games and all of that. But, you know, this team has embraced that. And of course, we've put ourselves in this position and so now we're having to fight and scratch and claw, so it gives us that underdog mentality that carried us through the postseason a year ago and right now it appears that's the path that we've chosen, and it looks like that's the path that we're going down.
Hey Doug, you were in this role as a backup for a part of your NFL career. How hard is it to be out of sight, out of mind for months and then suddenly be put on national TV in a huge game like Nick Foles had last night? How hot is it? And would you tell us how you think he functioned in that spot?
Yeah, I think it's extremely hard from the standpoint of, it is a big game, national televised game against a great opponent, someone that's a team that's going to the postseason right now and all of that. But, you know, I think in Nick's case, he the way he prepared during the week and the way he supported Carson and supports Carson and that's part of his mental preparation for if Carson were to get nicked up in a game and had to miss a series or two in a game. And he's always done that, and that's what professionals do, and that's what backup quarterbacks do. They prepare like they're going to start. You never know when the opportunity is going to come, and when it comes, you just go execute the offense and Nick's a pro. He handles it extremely well, but I'll tell you, the guys around him really did an outstanding job of supporting him. I thought the offensive line blocked extremely well last night against a really, really good front. And then our running game, I thought Wendell had a nice game, last night and scored a couple touchdowns. So all in all, it was a great team effort, but Nick, I thought, handled it extremely well.
Hey, Doug, do you change the game plan at all based on who the quarterback is?
You know, it's funny that this is about the fourth time I've been asked that question, I take everybody back to last Monday after the Dallas game, and this was before, made the move with Carson and Nick, obviously. But on Monday, Mike and I spent some time together, and I said, listen, let's get back to some of our core stuff. Let's get back to some of our training camp stuff. Let's eliminate a few motions and shifts. Keep things simple for the guys, and then let's go play. Let's see if that's good enough. And so, quite frankly, obviously, the week went down, and Nick became the starter, and so we really didn't have to change much. And we even gave Nick every opportunity to tweak stuff during the week if he wanted to. And he didn't. He felt comfortable with the plan, and give credit to Mike for really scaling back and utilizing some of our core stuff.
Hey, Doug, I saw one of the weirdest plays of my life on the deep ball to two receivers, Aguilar and Jeffrey. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Is that what was designed? Because it worked great.
Well, I know. It is two post routes. It's two post routes. And Nelly's route is supposed to clear through the middle of the field. And then Alshon typically is a little more outside around the numbers, maybe just a touch inside. So the separation was a little too tight. But, Nick did a great job of keeping his eyes up. He slid, avoided some pressure, and threw it up, and it just became a jump ball. But, you know, you try not to get two guys in one spot, but we were fortunate on that play.
All right. Now, I'm curious, are you cognizant of the crowd? Because you would think with a 6-7 team facing at home an 11-2 team that the 11-2 crowd would take over. But it sounded like you had a lot of support in the stands last night, Doug.
Angelo, just 2 years in a row, we've had a ton of support at the Coliseum in L.A. Our fans showed up in droves, and they were loud. And it was a great atmosphere. It was a playoff atmosphere last night, and because both sides, it felt a lot like Jacksonville, even though we had more in London, where we had more fans than them. It's what it felt like. It's what it sounded like anyway. And it was just a great atmosphere, you know, for a football game, and our fans incredible. And we're gonna need that same effort by our fans this weekend when Houston comes to town.
Oh, I don't think you have to worry about that one, Doug. It's a big game again. A lot of people had written off the season, and suddenly we got a big game on Sunday.
They're all big the rest of the way. We still get to control. You know, you talk about destiny and all that. Yeah. Well, listen, we get to make our own destiny, and we have to control what we can control, and we have to have a good week of preparation again this week, good week of practice. It's a good football team. It's a 10-win team right now, I believe, and kind of they're in control of possibly getting a first round bye. They're in that second seed, I think, in the AFC. So, you know, they're still fighting too for some things, and another good challenge for us. But I've got a lot of confidence in our players that we'll be ready to go.
Hey, Doug, you got 6 turnovers in the last 2 weeks. Should have been 7 if the refs called it right in Dallas. Anything different? How did suddenly things start turning around and you guys getting the turnovers?
Well, I think you know, you're starting to see that our D-line, number one, our D-line is putting on an extreme amount of pressure on the quarterback, as they did last night, and forced, you know, Goff to make a couple of throws that just weren't, the Avante Maddox one was a little bit low and inside. And that was a heck of a play by Maddox. And the other one was just due to pressure and the ball bouncing around and our guys getting it. And then, of course, probably the biggest one was the punt return at the end to secure the win. So, you know, it's just something that we haven't had much of this season. But now you're seeing that we can, if we create turnovers, it helps our offense, short fields. We're getting points, whether 3 or 7, and it's allowing us to stay in, if not win these games.
All right. Some people have concluded that Doug Peterson is not quite as bold as he was a year ago. But with 1:13 to play, 53-yard field goals, Doug, that's a risky move, is it not? And can you take us in behind your thinking on that play?
Yeah, I mean, it might be risky, but, I'm going to tell you something. If anybody in the stadium last night, if you were watching Jake kick the ball, balls were being just crushed off his foot, and he was hitting the ball extremely well all night, and I had a lot of confidence in him, as I do all my players, and just felt good at that time. I think the ball was at the 40-yard line. Line of scrimmage is a 40. If you punt, you're only talking about a 20-yard difference with that type of offense. So, you know, I just took the gamble right there, took the risk, and it was unfortunate we missed it. We were hoping for the 3, didn't get it, but defense held up at the end.
Sure did. Doug, you seemed perplexed last week when people were pressing you on giving information on Carson Wentz's health. Could you explain a little bit about that? Because, again, you understand that everybody cares so much about him. We want to know how he is.
Yeah, and we all do. And then there is a fine line between how much I want to, give out and And again, I'm no doctor, or, you know, and I don't read MRI reports and all of this. So a lot of times I don't know what I'm seeing, or I'm just kind of getting everything from our doctors. But I just think that some of it is, and I know everybody cares about Carson and the health of him, as we all do. You know, want to see him back out on the field real soon. So, you know, I get a little defensive with my players.
Sure.
And want to protect them. And, you know, I feel like stuff like that, especially with your quarterback, are a little sensitive. And so sometimes I get a little sensitive and upset. And, you know, if I offended anybody, I apologize. But, again, it's just it's me being protective of our players.
Oh, believe me, you're a hero in town again. You won last night, Doug. You know how that works.
For a week.
Last thing, Angelo. I gotta just ask this. You're going to get asked it at the news conference anyway. If Carson is cleared, who's your quarterback Sunday against Houston?
You know, it's something we're going to take a look at. We're still gathering some information today and tomorrow, and we got some time, and we'll make that decision later in the week.
Congratulations, Doug. Great, great win. The city's ecstatic this morning.
Thank you, Angelo. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.